This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 40 for Monday, August 29th. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Monday following the Stat Canada production report released this morning. At the final settlement, the November canola contract dropped $17.30 at $838.50 per ton, and the January contract retreats $17.50 at $845.80 per ton. After calling for 18.4 million tons of canola previous this year, StatCan now says production is to be 19.5 million. That's a jump of almost 42% from last year's drought-stricken harvest. At 34.6 million tons, total wheat production soars more than 55% from a year ago. However, there is skepticism in the trade as the StatCan data is about a month old and does not account for the heat in August that very likely eroded some yields. The federal agency will tweak its numbers for its September 14th report, but anything more accurate will not be released until its December report. Additional pressure on canola is coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. Small increases in the off-session of Malaysian palm oil are trying to temper further losses. Although global crude oil prices are markedly higher, an analyst says the vegetable oils are ignoring them. The Canadian dollar is lower as the loonie is at 76.87 US cents compared to Friday's close of 76.99. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour released their final results on Friday evening. The tour forecasts U.S. soybean yields at 51.7 bushels per acre, which is to produce about 4.54 billion bushels. The current USDA estimate is 4.53 billion. The Pro Farmer Tour is pegging U.S. corn yields at 168.1 bushels per acre, which is to produce 13.76 billion bushels. The USDA is currently calling for 14.4 billion. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract drops 23.5 cents at $14.38 per bushel. October soy oil is down a little more than a quarter cent at 67.65 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal eases back 50 cents at $433.60 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Monday as the December contract rises 19 cents at $6.83 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract up 9 cents at $4.12. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, with Chicago December advancing 37.5 cents at $8.43. Kansas City December increases 30 cents at $9.12.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 19.5 cents at $9.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.